Listen, everyone makes messes. It's just a part of life. And the bigger you live, the bigger the mess, if you know what I mean. That's why you need Fabuloso. With twice the active cleaning ingredients, it just completely takes the drama out of any mess. It smells great while you clean. The only way to describe it is the scent of passion. And once you're done cleaning, it lasts so long. You know, if you make a mess, you can get your home dramatically clean with Fabuloso. No worries.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus Ground Chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The city of Pripyat stretches across 5 square miles, encompassing 150 buildings, 60 modern roads, schools, hospitals, entertainment centers, and a sprawling amusement park. It was once home to nearly 50,000 people, a bustling community with a young and vibrant population. Built to accommodate workers and their families from the nearby Chernobyl nuclear power plant, Pripyat was a symbol of Soviet pride and technological achievement. Yet today it stands eerily silent, locked within the 1,000-square-mile Chernobyl exclusion zone. The entire city is guarded by armed security forces, surrounded by barriers and warning signs. Pripyat is often compared to a modern-day Pompeii, a city abruptly halted in the midst of life, frozen in time, as if preserved by a tragic spell. Walking through its deserted streets today, visitors encounter surreal scenes. A giant Ferris wheel in the abandoned amusement park, slowly rusting but still towering over the empty plaza. Children's toys scattered in vacant schoolyards, textbooks and personal belongings left in haste. Everywhere there are reminders of normal life, suddenly interrupted, of a community that vanished almost overnight. Whatever happened here, it happened with terrifying speed, leaving no time for a proper farewell. The mystery surrounding Pripyat's abandonment often leaves newcomers curious. What could have caused an entire city to be evacuated so suddenly? How did a thriving advanced community fall to ruins so quickly? Pripyat's story begins decades before the disaster, rooted in the Cold War-era ambitions of the Soviet Union. In its time, Pripyat was one of the most modern and technologically advanced cities in the world, a planned city that embodied Soviet ideals of progress and collective strength. But the tragic events of April 26, 1986, turned the city into a ghost town, a silent testament to the risks of nuclear technology and the secrecy of the Soviet state. The story of Pripyat is inseparable from the Chernobyl nuclear power plant, a monumental project launched by the Soviet Union, part of its broader goals of technological and military dominance. During the 70s, the world was in the grip of the Cold War, with the U.S. and the Soviet Union locked in fierce competition across multiple arenas: space exploration, military prowess, and nuclear technology. Nuclear power was seen as a symbol of progress and strength, capable of driving the industrial machine, Soviet Union, and ensuring its energy independence. In 1970, Soviet officials selected a remote area in northern Ukraine, near the border with Belarus, as a site for the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. Located close to the Pripyat River, which could provide abundant cooling water, it was an ideal location for what was intended to be one of the most powerful nuclear facilities in the world. The Chernobyl plant was to be a showcase of Soviet ingenuity, using cutting-edge RBMK reactors that could produce enormous amounts of energy. However, constructing and operating a facility of this scale required a large workforce: scientists, engineers, technicians, and support staff. So the Soviet government decided to build an entire city to house these workers and their families. This new city, named Pripyat, was to be a model of Soviet urban planning, a place where modern architecture, green spaces, and advanced infrastructure would combine to create an ideal living environment. Planners of Pripyat envisioned a place that could embody the Soviet dream: self-contained modern utopia. It was a city like no other, designed to showcase the best of Soviet society. Unlike many older Soviet societies that were crammed with narrow streets and dense housing blocks, Pripyat was planned with modern urban design principles in mind. Built from scratch on a blank canvas, It allowed architects and planners the freedom to create a space that embodied Soviet ideals of order, harmony, and communal living. The city's design featured wide open avenues and spacious apartment blocks. Buildings were spaced far apart, separated by parks, playgrounds, and gardens. High-rise buildings dominated the skyline, but unlike other Soviet cities where high-density housing was the norm, each building in Pripyat was generous green areas surrounding it. The planners were careful to ensure that families had access to outdoor spaces and recreational facilities, making the city not just a place to work, but also a pleasant place to live. Most of Pripyat's residents were young, with the average age being under 30. The city had a lively energy, with many young families, children, and working professionals. Sports facilities, schools, hospitals, and cultural centers were built to cater to this demographic. Pripyat even had an amusement park, complete with a Ferris wheel, bumper cars, and playgrounds, a rare luxury in the Soviet Union at the time. The planners took pride in creating a community that provided not only for the physical needs of its residents, but also for their social and cultural well-being. At the heart of Pripyat was its main square, the central hub of the city's social life. Here stood the city's cultural building, known as Energetic, where residents could attend performances, lectures, and community events. Just across the square was the hotel, a sleek and modern establishment that hosted visiting officials and dignitaries. Overlooking the square was a 9-story building adorned with a prominent slogan that read, "Let the atom be a worker rather."
Your time and expertise are valuable, making focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
...than a soldier. This message encapsulated the city's purpose and spirit, celebrating the peaceful applications of nuclear technology. Pripyat was more than just a place to live. It was a showcase of Soviet engineering and social planning. Infrastructure was top-notch for its time, with wide straight boulevards designed to accommodate both cars and public transportation. Parks and green spaces were thoughtfully scattered throughout the city, creating a sense of openness and tranquility. In a country where many urban areas were cramped and industrial, Pripyat stood out as a vision of modern living. It represented the Soviet ideal of a self-sufficient, harmonious community where people could live, work, and raise families in comfort. Then it all came crashing down April 26, 1986. In the early hours of April 26, 1986, everything changed. 1:23 a.m. during a late-night safety test, reactor number 4 at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant exploded. The explosion sent a massive plume of radioactive material into the atmosphere, releasing more than 400 times the radiation emitted by the Hiroshima atomic bomb. The immediate area, including Pripyat, was engulfed in a deadly cloud of radioactive particles. radioactive release spread rapidly, contaminating not only Ukraine and Belarus, but also drifting across Europe, exposing millions of people to dangerous levels of radiation. The explosion at reactor number 4 is now considered the worst nuclear disaster in history. It was a catastrophic failure with far-reaching consequences. Radiation levels spiked to deadly levels in Pripyat, yet residents just 3 miles away were left in the dark. Due to the secrecy of the Soviet system, government officials hesitated to admit that a disaster had occurred. They feared that public knowledge of the event would lead to panic and expose the vulnerabilities of their prized nuclear program. As a result, the residents of Pripyat were left unaware of the invisible, life-threatening danger that surrounded them. As radiation spread throughout Pripyat, residents went about their daily routines, oblivious to the toxic particles settling the air, on buildings, and on playgrounds. Children played outside, workers reported to their jobs, families enjoyed their day. Within hours, however, people began to experience symptoms of radiation sickness. Headaches, nausea, skin burns, and severe fatigue. Despite these alarming signs, Soviet authorities delayed any public announcements. It wasn't until nearly 36 hours after the explosion that officials finally ordered an evacuation. When the evacuation order came, hundreds of buses and trucks arrived in Pripyat. Families were instructed to bring only the essentials, as they would be gone for just a few days. Believing this was a temporary measure, people left most of their belongings behind. The layout of Pripyat, with its wide streets and open spaces, allowed the evacuation to proceed quickly. Within 48 hours, nearly 50,000 residents had been transported out of the city, leaving their homes, schools, and workplaces as they were. The people of Pripyat were never allowed to return. The Soviet government declared the area a permanent exclusion zone, sealing off the city and surrounding regions indefinitely. Today, the city remains an irradiated ghost town, a place frozen in time and locked away behind barriers. It has since become a powerful symbol, a haunting reminder of both the ambition and the recklessness of the Soviet nuclear program. The city stands as a testament to human ingenuity and the tragic consequences of unchecked technological experimentation. The Ferris wheel in the amusement park, meant to open just days after the disaster, now looms as a rusting monument to a future that never came. Gas masks, littered classrooms, propaganda posters peel off walls, and everyday objects lie untouched, as if waiting for their owners to return. The irony is that Pripyat, once an emblem of Soviet pride and innovation, has now become a major tourist attraction. Thousands of people visit each year, drawn by a mixture of curiosity and a morbid fascination with the ruins of a once thriving city. For many, the city offers a glimpse into an apocalyptic world, a real-life setting that feels like something out of a science fiction film. But beyond the intrigue, it serves as a cautionary tale, a reminder of the fragile balance between human ambition and the destructive power of nature. Today, the city remains within the Chernobyl exclusion zone, overseen by the Ukrainian government. Radiation levels have decreased significantly, but the area is still considered unsafe for permanent habitation. As nature slowly reclaims the city, it violently deteriorates. Buildings crumbling, its streets overgrown, stands as a stark warning of how quickly our grandest dreams can transform into nightmares. Pripyat's story is a sobering reminder of the cost of technological hubris and the unpredictable dangers that lie with the greatest achievement. Let me know your thoughts on the legacy of Pripyat, and would you ever visit the place? Let me know. And of course, let me know your thoughts on the whole Chernobyl disaster in the comment section below. And as always, give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Hit that subscribe button down below. Of course, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a copy at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Your support helps the channel grow, upgrade our equipment, bring new hosts, be able to pay them, and take this show on the road. As always, thank you so much for support, watching, and listening. We'll see you next time.
Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.